From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Veronica Moheski. Hallsville residents are being asked to approve the idea of selling the city's wastewater utility, a move that could bring needed improvements to the system. According to the Columbia Missourian, city officials say the vote would not automatically mean that the system would be sold. One company has already put in a proposal, and more are expected. Voters will be asked whether the system should be sold when they go to the polls on Tuesday. According to Hallsville's 2018 annual water quality report, the city needs to pay the sewer system's $1.32 million debt by 2033. City Alderman Darren Mayer says Missouri American Water is interested in purchasing the entire system and putting in a wastewater treatment system. The city currently only has a land application system with 5 irrigation pivots and an overfilled lagoon. A top Missouri Democrat is calling for an investigation of the health director who said he tracked menstrual periods of Planned Parenthood patients. State House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid on Tuesday said Republican Governor Mike Parson must immediately review if patient privacy was compromised. Quaid added that she's not sure if Department of Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams is fit to serve. Williams testified Tuesday that he requested a spreadsheet that included the dates of the last periods of a St. Louis clinic's patients. Williams said the goal was to identify women who needed multiple procedures to complete an abortion. He says a state investigator had access to the information from medical records. Williams' testimony drew national outcry. Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker described the move as dystopian in a tweet yesterday. Planned Parenthood issued a statement calling the revelation deeply disturbing. Missouri has one of the highest rates of uninsured children in the country, and the number is growing, according to a new report. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
The Georgetown University report says an estimated 83,000 children were uninsured in 2018, 21,000 more than in 2016. The rate of uninsured children has increased nationally, but with 5.7% of Missouri children uninsured, the state is above the national average. Georgetown professor Joan Alker was the lead author on the report and says Missouri is part of a group of states that have seen the biggest increases in uninsured children.
States that have not expanded Medicaid to parents and other adults under the ACA saw an increase in their rate of uninsured kids that was 3 times as large as states that have.
The report says it's unusual for the number of uninsured children to increase during economic growth. Alker says in the 10 years Georgetown has published this report, it's never seen increases in the uninsured rate on this scale at the state level. Texas had the highest overall rate of uninsured children in the country. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
The mayor of Kansas City is proposing an ordinance aimed at helping police keep firearms away from those with a history of domestic violence. The Kansas City Star says the ordinance Quentin Lucas unveiled Wednesday would allow police to take firearms from domestic violence offenders or those who are the subject of restraining orders. A similar federal law exists, but backers say a local law would help police and prosecutors pursue the cases. I'm Veronica Moheski, KBIA News, Columbia.